Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand.
Hey, podcast listeners, this is Rod Peterson. Be sure to join Dupes and me in Houston, Texas, this December from the 5th to the 10th. I guarantee you we'll be checking in on the Texans and the Broncos on NFL Sunday, plus two live shows with all our football buddies, including George Cortez and Don Narcisse. If you've always wanted to see a college football game and it's on your bucket list, why not join us in Houston for a college football playoff game? We're waiting on the Houston Rockets NBA schedule, but if they're home, one of the hottest teams in the NBA will be part of the trip. Check us out now at rodpeterson.com/trip, and thanks to Uniglobe for putting it on.
If it has a score, we cover it more. From football to lacrosse, hockey to baseball, we've got what you want. Welcome to the Rod Peterson Show.
Hey, good morning, world. Welcome to the Rod Peterson Show. Happy Friday. And welcome to episode number 49 of your favorite program. As we've learned, Canada's most watched Facebook Live show. Still no Darren DuPont on this Friday. He remains at Rogers Cup in Montreal. No word on if he will go to the Riders-Alouettes game tonight at McGill, but I don't think that's in the offing for him. But we'll all be watching, just like we were all watching last night, Canada's game of the week, the opener to week 9 in the CFL, the Winnipeg Blue Bombers outlasting the Calgary Stampeders 26-24 at IG Field. So today, a lot of football talk. And I think it's because of Lynch. I think it's because of 81-year-old John Lynch. Our Fridays are the highest viewed, most listened to programs of the week here on the Rod Peterson Show, and it's because of you, Lynch. So thank you.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to know that.
All right.
Well, I don't believe it or not, but
no, it's all Tay. We got the analytics. We got the data.
Well, I hope
you
did.
What are you guys doing with Lynch's microphone? By the way, it looks like a bazooka coming into his face. We got to get that fixed.
Coming at you.
Yeah. I don't know. Jordan was working on that before we went. I guess that's the way that they want it, Lynch.
Okay.
Coming up on today's program, we've been juggling things. Andrew Green was supposed to be with us, the former Miami Dolphin, Seattle Seahawk, Jacksonville Jaguar, Ryder Bomber and Argo. But he got his days mixed up. So Andrew Green will not be with us an hour or two of the program today. But he'll be here Monday to talk about a charitable event that he's got coming up on Labor Day weekend. I think it's called the Blue and Green Shindig. He and Adam Big Hill putting it on here in town. Anyway, we'll talk about that on Monday. But what we have is Addison Richards joining us here in the Bunker. How you doing, Addy?
Doing great. It's good to be back.
Hey, are you helping coach the Rams, by the way, with that sweatshirt, or are you just wearing it in honor of the Rams?
Just wearing it in honor. They're kicking off camp today, so hopefully we'll be able to check out that a little bit on this weekend.
I haven't told you yet, but you're going to be our Canada West insider. Are you down with that this year?
Love it.
Okay, good.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Good. We'll be talking a lot of U sports here in the program because that's what people are asking for. Justin Dunk, 3downnation.com's Justin Dunk will be with us from video chat in Southern Ontario in the GTA. Justin Dunk will be with us today. And Kirk Myers of the legendary Myers curling team will be with us coming up an hour or two. This is the warm-up, by the way. We welcome your comments and questions on the Facebook string right on in this morning. Maybe where you're watching from today would be great. I'd love to know if there's a lot of Winnipeggers checking in today. I want to know what's going on in Winnipeg. As Willie Jefferson says, come on down to Winnipeg. And I heard there was some strife on the postgame shows last night in Winnipeg on both CJOB and TSN 1290 that you guys were on your quarterback there. They won, didn't they, Addison?
Last I checked, the Bombers won, didn't they? They got 2 points in the column. So.
And they were booing their team last night, which I'll get into. So that was Thursday night football. Friday night football, Riders at Alouettes. We'll get to that. Riders favored by 2.5. Game one of the WNBL playoff series between the Regina Red Sox and Moose Jaw Miller Express went at Curry Field last night. Regina won it 10-2. They pounded the Miller Express. Game one of the best of three. Game two goes tonight in the Jaw. Was going to go, ended up not going, stayed home. We ended up hosting a barbecue, watched Thursday night football, and then the buffet of NFL football I was flipping back and forth with. Turned out being a pretty good night. It's game day in Saskatchewan, by the way. The Saskatchewan Rattlers are home tonight to the Edmonton Stingers. 7 p.m. at Sask-Tel Center. The Rattlers have won 4 in a row, don't you know? And good morning to the Rattlers office, which watches every morning in beautiful downtown Saskatoon. And we'll come on some of the stories from the last 24 hours. Weston Dressler, his retirement. Lynch, where does he rate all time in your mind, Rider receivers?
Oh, fourth or fifth, really. Really high up there. I love that guy. He made so many big plays. Very exciting football player. And once again, I say great hands and made so many big plays. I remember one game against BC. He caught, what, five or six passes in a row in the final for a touchdown. And nobody could cover him. And I sort of felt sorry for the BC line defensive backs. They were trying everything to do, doubling him, triple team almost, hitting him at the line of scrimmage. They couldn't stop him. And he just finds out the open spot.
Well,
the guy gets open.
Because it was such breaking news yesterday that Weston Dressler was retiring, I didn't have a lot of time to get my thoughts together. But I did this morning. It would be nice if CFL teams, or particularly the Riders, did media guides. They don't do them anymore. I don't know why. But, Addy, I've saved mine over the years. So I knew it, Lynch. I looked it up. Weston is third all-time in Rider receiving yards and receptions. So he's third all-time.
How about that, guys?
Wow.
That's surprising a lot of people, I bet.
Not to me.
I did not know that. I didn't know he's that high.
But here's the thing. You can talk about, and you grew up a Rider fan, Addy, so I'll get your thoughts on Weston Dressler. Maybe he inspired you in a way. But at 5'7", which some will tell you he wasn't even that tall, what impressed me was practice. Every single rep for Weston Dressler was like the Super Bowl was on the line. Do you ever play with anybody like that? Probably not.
And that's 100% accurate. Like being on the practice field with him, watching his practice film, I pretty much probably watched almost every one of his snaps from his career starting here in 08 to his final days in Winnipeg. No guy works harder. And no guy had to work harder. Like you said, his stature, you take one look at him, the regular personnel guy is going to not even give him a chance. But he wouldn't be denied, and he was a fan favorite here. He was great in Winnipeg. I think he altered that organization even in his short time there.
Did he retire too early?
I don't think so. I think he's at a spot where, you know, he had such a successful career. He's got two little ones now. I think he's at peace with it. I think he accomplished everything he wanted to.
What else is
he's
left?
He's a champion.
Yeah.
He's in the record books. He's beloved. He's a legend in my mind. He certainly did inspire me. And no, I wish nothing but the best for him. It was incredible getting to be his teammate.
It's a nice story for Weston Dressler, but it was just amazing to me watching Weston dive all over the field, extend for catches in practice. I remember I was there every day with him for his 8 years with the Riders. I'm like, Weston, save it for Sunday. You're going to wear yourself out. But he never really did. He never wore himself out. He was tireless, and that's why he's going to the Hall of Fame, and I believe he should be in the Canadian Football Hall of Fame. Clark's telling me that Weston will be with us on Monday. He was doing radio show interviews yesterday, but we wanted to do video chat, so they're working out how we're going to get him on from Bismarck, North Dakota, so you can all see him. And speaking of video chat, John Graham will be with us. This slipped my mind earlier from On Ice Sports Management from Winnipeg this morning. His company's putting on the Raiders-Packers preseason game August 22nd at IG Field. John Graham will join us from Winnipeg this morning on the aforementioned video chat. So let's get to it. This is a football show, particularly in August. Okay, we got fans of all teams watching. Doug Cameron writing in. He says, Doogie checking in from Calgary. Believe it or not, the sun did rise this morning after last night's Stampeders loss. I could sit here and read these Facebook comments all day. Wayne watching from Victoria. The Bombers won the game, but Matt Nichols wasn't the reason they won. And now they're going by so fast, I can't keep up to all of them. So, you guys watched the game. It was an absolute abomination on special teams for the Calgary Stampeders last night. They gave up two long returns to Janarian Grant. I had to write his name down because he's not even a household name in his own house, Lynch. Janarian Grant.
I knew who he was.
Lynch is all about the names.
Yes,
all
he
about,
is.
All about
the names. I was not going to remember Janarian Grant.
I looked all over last night for him. I couldn't find him anywhere. If the story's true, he's been to Hamilton and got cut there, went to the Bombers and tried out for a week. They finally gave him a chance, put him on the field. Then they dressed him for a game. By circumstance, he was returning kicks, and he returned two of them for touchdowns. Pretty unbelievable story. The only one that beats it is your story in the NFL. We'll talk about that later. But the kid looked great. Lots of speed. Found the open spot. Very exciting. And it looks like the other guys on the, well, I don't know what they're happy with. Well, Lucky
Whitehead. Well, here's the thing. I'm watching the game, and I'm at a point now where I'm very excited to just see Lucky Whitehead get on the field in a return situation. And he's not out there last night. I'm like, where the hell is he? So I text my buddy, the sports doctor, yeah. Dave Patricia, and I said, where's Whitehead? He goes, he's in the slot. He's playing in the offense, which he didn't really factor in a ton in the offense last night for the Blue Bombers. It was the Janarian Grant show. But hey, I'll just say this, and I'll turn it over to Addy because he's the Bomber alumni in the room. And I was going back and forth between the Cardinals-Chargers game and the CFL game because I wanted to see Kyler Murray's debut, and he was special, by the way.
Did he have an incompletion? I don't think he did.
He was 6 of 7, and the incompletion was to an ineligible receiver who ran out of bounds and back in. So as the ESPN guy said this morning I was watching, no balls touched the ground when Kyler Murray was in the game, but there was an incompletion on his record. But anyways, if they booed Matt Nichols or whomever last night in Winnipeg, I missed it. Am I surprised? No. Do we have to go through this again? Here's today's life lesson, and we said it last week. Hurting people hurt people. Don't judge the behavior. Judge the reason for the behavior. They're booing their team in Winnipeg because they want the Grey Cup more than anybody's ever wanted anything.
1990.
Right? They're hurting.
You got that right.
Yeah, I know I do. I've been studying it.
I have charts and data.
But right. I think, would you cheer for him? There's something about him, Matt Nichol, that doesn't enthuse me.
I'm with you there.
Do you really believe he's that good? His record's pretty good, and he's made a lot of big plays. But look how much they were on him last year. He was just about crying last year for a period of time.
But he won the playoff game here.
Yep, he did.
And he was on one leg for most of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah, he sold me. Yeah. Do I have a pen here? I do.
But he played. I thought he played great last night. But
Addy, over to you. You played with him. Take the Bomber talk.
Yeah, and the thing about that is, I mean, the guys in that locker room aren't going to care about the outside noise. I mean, Matt Nichols is the unquestioned leader of that locker room. And I was just saying to Lynch, all the fans there they're crying for Strebler. Strebler's a great talent, and I think he's going to get his chance someday, but it would be disastrous for them to make such a change to bring Strebler in right now. And I mean, they did win the game. Looking at the scoring plays, it would have been nice for them to finish a little bit more in the red zone. There was a lot of chip shot, medlock field goals. But that happens sometimes. Sometimes the defense gets paid too, right? Calgary has a good defense. But you know what? As that team's going to go, Matt Nichols is going to continue to make big plays when it counts. And the important thing is they got another win, a Western win.
Well, you played with Strebler too.
He was there after.
So you never shared a locker room with him, never shared a field with him. You can't win, I don't think, without two quarterbacks. And 100%. I'm not saying they need to play 50-50. I'm just saying if one goes down, you got to have somebody that can go in to keep you your ship afloat. And the Bombers are in a good position there. Do you not think?
I completely agree.
Why do they love Strebler so much, though, over there?
I think they like because, he's an athlete, first of all. Like, you've seen him, what he can do with his legs. And he really hasn't disappointed in his opportunities to throw the ball. And you look across the league, and you just said it. You need the two quarterbacks. You've seen guys go down, starters go down, and the backup comes in. And it's like they've never taken a snap before. There's such a drop-off. With Strebler, we don't have that. Right, so they should be happy they have a good situation where they have a guy, number two, that could step in and get the job done.
Well, I think that they should be happy that they won the football game. Jeff is watching this morning, and he says, if it wasn't for the punt returns, they would have lost.
The punt returns.
Well, newsflash, if my aunt had berries, she'd be my uncle.
But
whatever. They won the football game.
Addy, it's a bit different than Winnipeg for some reason. You say it's like a routine thing with a backup quarterback. I know what you mean. But for some reason, it's quite a situation there. The fans just are not enthused by Nichol, and they really like Strebler. He's a big guy. He looked impressive last year when he played those
100%.
Six games. And I know popular guy is a backup quarterback.
Well, yeah, being here, you know that, of course. Yeah.
But in this case, it really is. And there's many people that I've talked to in this town. A couple of guys are pretty good football experts. They really believe that Strebler's better than Nichol right now.
Yeah. I don't want to confuse better with flashier. Winning, I don't want to confuse better with being flashier. Like, yeah, he's got the big strong arm. He's
good looking guy.
He's more, yeah, good looking. Yeah, sure.
Oh, no, he is.
Does that matter? Yeah. But what if they're ugly, Lynch?
But the thing is, winning does not have to be pretty. And that's what Mike O'Shea drives home. That's what Paul Appelese drives home. As long as they have one more point, that's their goal every week. They don't care how they get it. They want one more point on the scoreboard at the end of the game. That's all they care about. They don't care if Matt has six interceptions or six touchdowns. If they're in a position to win the game, That's all they care about.
He went to Brandon in the offseason to present an award to a special hockey player. I don't know who that was. First time he'd been out of town, he couldn't believe the reception he got. They treated him real nice on there. And he said, this is a pretty good province. I believe that now.
Matt Nichols?
Yeah. And that's what happened here all the time. Yeah. Well, like the quarterback could travel all over the province. But it didn't happen in Winnipeg. And it'll be, I put it this way, if they don't win something big this year, like the Grey Cup, the first guy they're going to blame is Nichol.
Well, of course, they're blaming him last night, Lynch,
and they won. And they won the game, I know. Winnipeg. Winnipeg's a funny place. How many times have I told you?
They're a
wonderful Winnipeg.
They're a tough fan base.
Yeah.
And like you said, they're scarred. They're hungry. They want that championship more than anybody. But again, they won the game in a first place showdown.
I didn't think they'd come out of that game upset. This is what I didn't expect. This morning, knowing we'd be talking about the game, the Bomber fans would be upset and Calgary fans would be like, eh.
Yeah, the sun's coming up. Just another Calgary, day in Calgary.
You don't lose in Calgary, like ever. Which, in the few moments that we have left in the warm-up, let's talk about that. Again, a special teams abomination. A lot of people didn't know the name Mark Killam until last night. They do now. Not like, well, do you blame the coach when they can't cover a kick? And I would tend to blame the 12 guys out there. Not the coach.
Yeah, I mean, special teams is kind of a finicky thing. It really comes down to effort. You can have all the schemes you want, but it's kind of more on the guys. And
yeah.
And really, it's, you don't see punt returns that often. It's a perfect storm. And
how did that guy get two, though? That rookie from nowhere. Get two in his first game. Get not one, which would be sensational.
Hey, just took advantage of it.
Huh?
There's really no... I mean, and one thing I wanted to bring up, I mean, we think Winnipeg, we think special teams, we think Mike O'Shea, but there's a special teams coach there, Coach Boudreau, who doesn't seem to get the press that I think he deserves. He's certainly a special teams mastermind. Yeah.
Dad
was in the NFL.
I know.
As a coach. Yeah.
Was here for a while.
Yeah. But it always seems like, and deservedly so, Mike gets the credit for the special teams wizardry. But no, that guy's a great coach in his own right, and it showed last night. Two big returns. Yeah.
Winnipeg's a funny place. Put that in a t-shirt from Jessica Drafton.
Lynch, we are going to sell Lynch t-shirts, by the way, sort of like Barstool Sports t-shirts. We were talking about that in our post show.
I'll believe that when I see it, guys. I love it.
I'll believe that when I see it. There's another one. Another Lynch one. That'll go on the orange shirt.
Just keep pumping them out.
He's got a million of them. Lynch, Matt Nichols is a nice guy. What do we say about nice guys?
Finish last. They run the Kinsman Club. That was, give Ballsy, a good friend Ballsy, credit for that. Very
perfect. No, we're giving it to you. Nice guys.
Can't give Ballsy credit.
The Kinsman Club.
Yeah. Who's Ballsy?
Well, Lynch, too. The best part about Calgary is
leaving it. How about the what? Mr. and Mrs. Jacobson.
Very Winnipegish.
Mr. and Mrs. Jacobson, I said to you, both of them are so big and so heavy. They should both go back to Winnipeg where they came and play for the Bombers.
Lynch, stop. Do you know that people in Winnipeg are actually using the term very Winnipegish? The one that you coined, John?
That's incredible.
I know. They've owned it. They've owned it. Anyways,
I got another one up there.
Which one? Lynch knows. That's from Seattle and Marshawn Lynch. That's the warm-up. We're just scratching the surface. A lot of football talk this morning. By the way, the Daily Poll. Clark, can we get into that? For Universal Collision Center and Capital Auto Mall. My phone was on the fritz for a brief period, but it's good now. Our Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center poll is, what's the biggest story in the week of sports? And here are the options. Weston Dressler's retirement, Bomber return touchdowns, Bo Bichette, or the Kenny Stafford trade with the Riders. I'll tell you who's leading, and we'll tell you about the Bo Bichette story when we come back. It's the biggest story in baseball, and it's a great one, and it involves the Toronto Blue Jays. That's the warm-up. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Employee pricing is back.
You pay what we pay with savings up to 19 grand on a 2019 F-150 Supercrew 4x4. And we got them starting at just $34,999 plus tax. Our new 2019 Ford Escapes are starting from just $24,999 plus tax. And you can save 6 grand on remaining 2019 Ford Explorers. Plus, most purchases qualify for $1,000 trade-in bonus cash.
You pay what we pay! Yeah!
Houston, we have a problem.
Join Rod and the gang in Houston this December. Rod Peterson's VIP sports experience with Uniglobe Travel. Enjoy 5 nights in beautiful Houston, Texas with the Rod Peterson Show. See the Houston Texans and the Denver Broncos on NFL Sunday. Plus, the Houston Rockets and exciting NBA action and so much more. Visit rodpeterson.com for more information and to sign up now.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Lay back and kicking it. Let's head back to the studio.
It's a big thing.
Here's Rod.
All right, welcome back to the program, everybody. No Jeep today. Big Bird is in the barn. Were you disappointed, Lens, that I didn't pick you up in the Jeep today?
Yeah, I was. I was counting on the Jeep.
Yeah.
My wife wants to not only sit in it, she wants to drive it. Because she did it one time. She had to drive stock car. So, you know, she wanted to drive your Jeep. But I was surprised you didn't have it. Yeah, I was.
No.
I was mentally prepared for it.
Well, I was. I got a race to the airport right after this show. And because I'm going to Calgary for this family reunion this weekend. And I didn't want to have the Jeep sitting there all weekend. And when I get home Monday at 1 a.m., my wife will be freezing. But I used to say this joke all the time about Bob Poldy when we spoke at dinners. He would go to family reunions to meet women.
You didn't, did you?
Oh, maybe it wasn't Poldy. It was somebody. It works for anybody. Friday morning sports update. The Yankees and the Blue Jays are set to slug it out again one night after making history in Toronto. Despite a 12-6 loss to the Yankees, Blue Jays rookie Bo Bichette became the first player ever to double in 9 straight games. He also homered to give him an unprecedented 13 extra base hits in the first 11 games of his career. That's the Jays. Bo Bichette, the son of Major League Baseball great Dante Bichette, and he is leading our poll this morning of the biggest stories of the week in sports, Bo Bichette. So our viewers, although I think many are football fans, realize what's happening with Bo Bichette. And he's apparently knocking on the door of a record set by Ted Williams in 1939, Lynch.
How about that? Hey, that's unbelievable. This guy's absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah,
and I hope all the pressure doesn't affect him and he caves in. I mean, it's unbelievable what he's going through right now.
It's nothing in hockey this week. Nothing in hockey. So if you don't like hockey, relish that for the other 51 weeks out of the year that they're a big deal. Which, by the way, we'll be talking a lot of hockey here once training camps open in the NHL and junior. But to the CFL, 2 historic return punt touchdowns of 76 and 83 yards in his CFL debut last night from rookie Janarian Grant gave the Winnipeg Blue Bombers sole possession of first in the West with a 26-24 win over the Calgary Stampeders. It was only the 8th time in CFL history a player has scored 2 touchdowns in a game on punt returns and the first ever for a Bombers player. So that is your Friday morning sports update for Ballers Rec Room, Regina's newest entertainment destination. There's some Rogers Cup notes and so forth. We'll get to those a little later on. But I did want to mention the National Football League had a great update yesterday with Tory Gurley, our NFL insider who joined us from Miami, Florida. I believe Tory's watching this morning. But Addison, you are aware of Damon Sheehy Giuseppe of the Cleveland Browns. He is the talk of American football this morning. Do you want to tell the viewers what he did last night? Or it's more the story that goes along with what he did in the Browns preseason game last night.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. Obviously had the punt return in the game last night. Just how he got to his opportunity with the team. And I was kind of reading sort of his timeline. He had kind of bounced around, had tryouts with teams, CFL, NFL, arena. Wasn't working out for him. Got a tip off to kind of try to get linked up with the player personnel director of the Cleveland Browns. Lied his way in saying that him and this player personnel director knew each other. Went out to this, I don't know if it was just a combine or a tryout, ran a great 40, got the opportunity to come.
A 4.3 40,
which I mean, that's
unheard of almost.
That's pretty good in 40 realm. And then got this chance with the Browns, slept outside of a gym while doing so.
Oh, come
in his car.
In his car, yeah. And then gets this chance last night, gets a punt return. And as we kind of talked about before the show, mobbed by almost the entire team.
In the end zone after the touchdown. In the Browns-Redskins game last night.
Just incredible.
So I can just imagine. And by the way, who's the defensive consultant there? Chris Jones. So we used to always joke about Jones's scoutings. I could just hear if Luke's watching this morning from Montreal. Well, we've had him sleeping in his car outside a gym.
Try to toughen him up.
We're right. Well, we used to always make these jokes about how Jones, he would bring in these freaks of athletic nature, right? And we, well, we saw him carrying TVs out of a Walmart. Stuff. There's a million.
Oh, my God.
That's the one I miss about hanging out with Luke is we would come up with these scenarios, right?
Yeah.
We saw him slinging tires outside a Brandt tractor. Something like that, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, he was deadlifting cars. And we just give him a shot. Yeah.
And also, as I mentioned, Kyler Murray, he had a sensational debut with the Arizona Cardinals last night. So that's one of the big reasons why I stayed home was channel flipping last night on a wonderful evening for football on a Thursday. Hey, we talked about last night's bomber win over Calgary. We'll continue to do that. But tonight on Friday Night Football, it's the Saskatchewan Rough Riders at the Montreal Alouettes. Addy, Riders are favored by 2.5. As a matter of fact, before I get you guys' take, we got Justin Dunk with us right now from 3downnation.com, joining us from the GTA, the Golden Horseshoe. So let's bring in Dunker right now. And we got him from Tim Hortons Field. I can see sight of the Hall of Fame ceremonies tonight. Good morning, Justin. How are you?
Good, guys. Got a nice shot for you behind me.
Yeah, that is outstanding. It looks great. Justin, 2 years ago, I was in Hamilton for that same induction that you're going to tonight. It was one of the greatest top 10 nights, I would say, of my life. What's the buzz tonight for the induction with one of our faves, Jim Hobson, going into the Canadian Football Hall of Fame?
I would say there's a lot of buzz around Hobson, and obviously that great cup that he won was against the Hamilton Tiger Cats in 2013 on home soil. And then John Cornish, a lot of people curious to see him get inducted and what his career has meant in terms of a Canadian running back doing damage in the CFL.
What's the buzz in Hamilton for it? I mean, that night that I was there, it was a beautiful night. It wasn't that well attended. Is there a buzz because there isn't a huge Ticat flavor to tonight's induction class?
You know, that might have it a little lower than normal, but I still think, you know, you have a Terry Greer, a John Cornish, like you said, a Jim Hobson, Swervin, Mervin Fernandez is going in too. He was on the local station CHCH that I do some work for as well. So I think that generally overall there is a buzz about it, but whenever you have a Ticats in the mix and it's Hamilton, it would definitely be more palpable, but you can still feel it in the city.
Justin, because you are in Hamilton, let's talk about the Ticats. What was their take coming out of the loss here last week, 24-19 in Regina, a game which was a 5-point differential with their backup quarterback? Were they down after that game, or did they take some positives out of it?
Well, all in all, I think it was a positive feeling. You never want to lose, and Orlando Steinauer will never want his team to succumb to defeat. But considering that Dane Evans was making his first start as the guy, second career overall start, and that you were in that ball game late on the road and arguably probably the most hostile place to play at Mosaic Stadium, that overall, yeah, it was a loss, but they didn't get blown out of the water and had a chance at the end, and then the sprinkle of Jesus happened, which you can't really control against, right?
Well, hey, Lynch has something for you, but before you mentioned Cody Fajardo, from where we sit, he's the hottest story in the CFL 9 weeks in. Has it found its way out there?
It definitely has, and people I've spoken to across the league have started to talk about, well, are the Riders going to extend Fajardo, or what could happen in the future because of the deal that he's on? I'm told that there are people in the XFL that have already looked into Fajardo, so they're not just going to be competing with other CFL teams, the Riders, but potentially the XFL.
How about the situation in Halifax? Can you give me any opinion of your own on what's going to happen there? I'd like to find out because we hear about it, nothing's going on. It's drags on and drags on. So is it still alive, or are we kidding ourselves?
Well, I'd like to tell you that there's going to be a team there for sure. But until there's a stadium, I don't think anyone can say for certain. I do get the standpoint from Randy Ambrosi that he doesn't want to put an artificial timeline on it. I do still think there's an opportunity for a team to be there, but they're going to take it very slow. And the key, again, I hate to harp on it, is going to be a stadium. Until that happens and it's agreed upon by all the parties that be, and most importantly, politically, then there's not going to be a 10th team until that is actually secured.
Yeah, it doesn't sound good.
But why don't they do it, though? Just come together and do it. Like, let's go out and do it, eh?
He just explained
that. I would like to, and I'm sure all of you guys would like to, but from a political standpoint, they just haven't seen the benefit yet of putting up a stadium that costs that much money, because you look at what happened in Hamilton and even Winnipeg, that the taxpayers at the end of the day are footing the bill for that. So they want to make it a multi-use facility, and I think that's why it was really smart by the ownership group out there to pitch it as such, and it still needs to go through all those steps. It's not just as easy as saying, well, we all want a 10th team, people that cover the Canadian Football League and that are love it, but you have to go through these political steps.
Three Down Nation's Justin Dunk with us. Canada's Adam Schefter from Tim Hortons Field in Hamilton, site of the Hall of Fame induction tonight. NFL training camps are on. Justin, I know you're watching them, following them closely, but probably not as closely as a lot of the scouts of CFL teams. What's lurking there? Any names that we might see end up in Canada, or is it too early to tell yet?
It might be a little early to tell, but Samuel Guavin from the Riders, obviously last year, made an impression, has continued to do so at Miami Dolphins camp. I get the sense that he could make the roster down there. And a lot of people making some noise about Alex Singleton. He's earned it. Some of the headlines that are coming out of Eagles training camp. And then just last night, Marc and Michelle, the former Stamps receiver, takes his first catch in the preseason, 75 yards for a touchdown. So some of the players with CFL connections making plays and trying to stay on the roster. I still think it's a little early to be able to say, well, this guy's going to stick, that guy's not going to stick, although most of them are at longer odds. But I still think that we'll see some back here, but there'll be a couple that make rosters down there too.
Good morning, Justin. Addison Richards here. Just changing gears a little bit. I know you're a big U-Sport guy, U-Sport supporter. My Rams are kicking off camp today. Who are you watching this year? If you had three names from all across the country, who are you watching this year going into next year's draft?
You're asking a former Canadian quarterback, so I got to go with Adam Sinegro, the Calgary Dinos. Obviously coming off the Heck Crichton Award, seems to me like he's trying to follow that path of Andrew Buckley, where he could be developmental quarterback that potentially rises through the ranks. That would be probably the number one guy for me overall. Other than that, I think I'm just watching some storylines, right? There's a new head coach out in my neck of the woods at the University of Guelph, Ryan Chain, who directed that Dinos attack with Adam Sinegro and has been so successful overall. So where does that program go? And then just down the road at Western University, they've landed an NCAA Division I transfer from the University of Minnesota. Jonathan Femi Cole, a big, bruising, fast running back, is going to be with the Mustangs. They know how to run the rock well. So to me, that would be potentially the number one running back in the 2020 CFL draft class. So another guy that you need to keep an eye on.
Do we actually have a race in the CFL this year, do you think? Possibly?
A race? I definitely think so. I think the parity right now is, it's tough to say from week to week who's going to beat who on, let's say, if it was a neutral field or even the home field, with what we've seen from, you know, Winnipeg beating Calgary in a tight game, and Calgary lost in Hamilton, Winnipeg lost to Toronto, and Hamilton on their Ontario swing. So I definitely think there's going to be a race.
Hey, last one. You brought up Calgary as far as the Dinos go. It just ticked in my mind about the Stampeders. So last night was the last game without Bo Levi Mitchell. It would seem he's back next week for the Stamps. What do you know about that situation there?
So what it essentially came down to was about a $100,000 decision for the Stampeders on the salary cap. And that's going to be the difference between adding a potential NFL cut or, you know, big time free agent if one is out there in some other way. Most likely it'll be the NFL. So all from all I hear, it's all systems go for Bo Levi playing against Montreal next week, unless there is some sort of a setback. But at this point, it doesn't seem like there will be.
Justin, outstanding report. Thanks for fitting us in today and what's a busy one for you, I'm sure. Enjoy the ceremony tonight.
You bet, guys. Thanks.
All right. Justin Dunk, Canada's foremost CFL insider. Canada's Adam Schefter with a lot of info there. I don't even know where to go from that, other than even if Bo Levi had played for the Calgary Stampeders last night, I don't think they would have won when they're giving up two long touchdowns on returns, fumbling a punt return in a critical situation in the fourth quarter. I know that Fatty Arbuckle threw two picks last night, but Bo throws picks too. I mean, am I wrong? Bo's not winning that game for Calgary last night. What do you have?
No, I don't know if he makes that big of a difference. No.
Arbuckle's played terrific, let's be honest.
I like him a lot.
That guy's played well. I told Rod, I saw the thing on the six players, quarterbacks, who are the tops in the history of the American college football for a yardage, a gain on passing. And Arbuckle was number six. And number four was the guy who's playing for the ICATS right now. Interesting.
Very interesting.
We got a couple of minutes before we have to break. One of the other interesting things that came out of the Dunk visit is that the XFL is now looking at Cody Fajardo. Lynch, you and I heard that there will be NFL scouts tonight at McGill to watch Fajardo because it's different watching in person versus on television. They want to get a look for themselves what this guy is all about. 6'2", 215.
Yep.
Wow.
I heard out of from Vancouver, a good friend of mine, Mr. Webster, who knows Adderley, one of the Adderley boys, and Irv used to play for the Packers. And the Packers phoned him, and his dad wanted to know what's the story on this guy. Is he for real? They apparently like him. They know all about him. Don't kid yourself. They know all about him. They're all looking for quarterbacks all the time. Green Bay, very much so, guys, because the honest thinking is that Rodgers has got maybe two more years at the most, eh?
Well, and that's why when we left here yesterday, I thought about some of the comments that had come in from the viewers, including Leo Ezrin's out in Hamilton, the Alumni Association executive director, saying practice roster agreements for the quarterbacks in the NFL is only $7,600 a month. Who is saying practice roster? I think Cody Fajardo could get up to as high as number two on an NFL depth chart. He's number two in passing right now in the CFL. He's got an interesting delivery, I think. It's like a shot put delivery. He's not effortless. It's not a flick of the wrist, but he's getting it there, Addison. He's getting it done. He's winning games. And if I'm him, I'm not signing an extension. I'm not. I'm going to free agency. What do you see here?
Yeah, I think he should. I think he should explore his options. I think he should try to maximize what he could possibly earn. I think it makes sense for him to come back to the Riders. I think they like him a lot just based on early returns. I think, and we've said it for weeks now, it's somebody that they can build around. They wouldn't have to pay him that top dollar yet. Like, I think they could get away with that 275, 300, 325 range and not have it cripple your team. You could still go out and sign somebody big. But yeah, I think he stays here in the long run.
It's a big issue, you guys. He can't go. He's got to be with the Saskatchewan Roughriders for the next 2 or 3 years. And they've got to put out their money to get it. These guys are so concerned, not the Roughriders so much, but other teams are, about this money thing. They're not going to pay guys anymore. They're not going to pay guys more than $200,000. You don't have stars then. Fans don't come. You got to have your stars there.
Right, but it would be his first big sort of contract extending him as a number one quarterback.
But
so you wouldn't give him $500,000.
Well, he looks terrific to me.
Of course. No, I completely agree.
Lynch, maybe you should talk to him.
Well, I wouldn't.
You can't go.
I mean, the guy loves it.
You gotta stay.
The guy loves it here, but I'm telling you, it would not be a pleasant day for our good friend Jeremy O'Day if he goes to the Green Bay Packers.
Or anywhere but here.
That's right.
Which, incidentally, I get the more I think about it, and Cody's going to plan on staying healthy, obviously. He's like, I'm going to gamble on myself. I'm going to go to free agency. We'll see how this year plays out and see what he can get out there. I mean, people have to, sure, he loves it here. Most players do, but they also love money. And if he's got NFL, XFL, and CFL teams lining up to pay him, why wouldn't he? And so you talk about top dollar. No, he's not a $450,000 quarterback right now, but the market might dictate that he will be. And that's, it won't depend on anything that we say here on the Rod Peterson Show. It'll depend on what other teams are willing to pay him. By the way, we do have to break. Bo Halverson writes in on the Facebook feed this morning. He says, I am still shocked that we never have the Hall of Fame induction ceremony ever televised on TSN or Rogers. Well, hallelujah.
It is televised.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Oh, my God.
Not even streamed.
Pardon not me. Even streamed.
That's, pardon me. I'm sorry for talking. I thought it was. That's ridiculous.
No, and I've been trying to get the video of Jim Hobson's speech that we could air on Monday here on the program. And
it's a no-no.
Crickets. So I've said it many times. Shame on the national networks. It's 2019. All you got to do is hold your iPhone up and stream it that way. It's that easy. I don't get what the problem is here. Anyways.
Ambrosi is a very good commissioner. I thought he would definitely change that.
Well, as you probably know, the the Hall of Fame operates exclusively separate from the CFL.
I do know that.
So Randy is not in charge of the Hall of Fame at all. We can talk about that and other things, but we do have to pause. It's the Rod Peterson Show on a Friday morning. You're watching live on Facebook. Listen live at rodpeterson.com and catch our podcast at Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, and iHeartRadio.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work, follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition, and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. Friday morning on the Rod Peterson Show, sports update time. Bianca Andreescu is the lone Canadian left in the Rogers Cup singles draw. The 19-year-old from Mississauga is in the quarterfinals today in Toronto. She'll face number 3 seed Carolina Pliskova of the Czech Republic. Rafael Nadal resumes his quest to defend his Rogers Cup men's title tonight in Montreal. The top seed from Spain takes on number 7, Fabio Fognini of Italy. Of course, that's not the reason to be in Montreal tonight. The reason is because the Riders and the Alouettes meet in Week 9 CFL play Friday Night Football, 5 p.m. on TSN. And a familiar face is back at Rogers Center today. Former Blue Jay Jay Happ starts for the Yankees as New York faces Toronto. The Blue Jays counter with righty Sean Reed Foley. The Yankees won the series opener 12-6 last night. That's your Friday morning sports update. And that brings me to our poll today for Capital Auto Mall, Universal Collision Center, our daily poll. What was the top storyline of the week in Canadian sports? The retirement of Weston Dressler, Bombers punt return touchdowns last night, Bo Bichette's Major League Baseball debut, or the Kenny Stafford trade? It's fluctuating. The poll's only been up for an hour. Right now, the retirement of Weston Dressler's leading with 47.8%. Bo Bichette's debut, 39.1%, is in second place. He, of course, has doubled in 9 consecutive games to start his Major League career. That set a Major League record. I will get to these Facebook comments in a moment. still gnawing on Cody Fajardo and becoming a free agent this offseason. Justin Dunk was just with us. He says the XFL is now showing interest in Cody Fajardo. So that's a headache for sure for Riders general manager Jeremy O'Day. Don's watching from Ottawa this morning regarding Thursday night football. He says the Bombers did what was required to win. Who says Rider fans are the most bipolar? Well, trust me, they're still bipolar. That's not in debate. Winnipeg, they've got a different set of complexes over there. But no, how are they upset in Winnipeg, Addy? Again, can we go back on that? How could they be upset today that they didn't win the game in the fashion of which they would have wanted?
It's really hard to explain. It's like, Yes. Like can we put a bow on it and make it even more pretty for you? I don't know. A win is a win. And I mean, something that Coach O'Shea always said, winning is hard. Winning is not
yes.
easy. Like it's not run of the mill to just win games in the CFL in such a hard league. So to do that against a good opponent, whether it was by 2 points or 20 points, it doesn't matter.
Do they like the coach? Do they like Mike O'Shea?
The fans are mixed. The players would run through a brick wall for him. And that's
what I thought. Yeah.
Again, that's all that really matters, right?
But do they know football in Winnipeg? I think they do. I believe it's the second most rabid fan base in the CFL behind the Rough Riders. And what I mean by that is if you win a game on special teams, that's a good thing. We already know they've got a good offense. We know they've got a great defense. And now you got special teams winning a game for you. That should be a real good news story, don't you think?
It really should be. I mean, it's that phase that if you have it, it's such an X factor. And it did win them the game, right? Field goals and punt returns. I was kind of curious what the highest score in a game would be or was all time without an offensive touchdown. So I'm going to try to
That'll be my thing to dig through today.
But no, like you said, yeah, if you have all three phases and one of them, whether it's offense, defense, or special teams, comes through and wins you the game, you should just be happy.
They're 6-2. They've got the best record in the CFL. I think we've been saying all year they are the best team in the CFL. With Bo Levi not playing, for sure Winnipeg's the best team in the CFL. So come on, guys. Don't worry. Be happy over there in the Manitoba capital this morning. By the way, I was thinking about the Stampeders going home. Lynch, they're not used to losing.
Boy, they sure aren't. They've had a fantastic record there since 2008 when John Huffnagel took over. Been in 5 Grey Cups, won it twice. Should have won it more. Always winning. Change personnel. Keep on winning. That drives me nuts. They're just quite a football team. Keep on. I mean, what they got this year? How many changes this year? 15 or 16 key people and they at key positions, and they still win. Singleton leaves. The great Canadian middle linebacker. Going to make the Philadelphia Eagles, I think. But the guy who's taking his place, who replaced him, Greenwood, he's sensational this
leading
year.
The league in tackles.
Leading league in tackles. Big, tough guy. It's called connections.
They just find a way.
Yeah,
they find
connections.
Players.
And we've seen the great coaches in the past. I have, you haven't maybe. Bud Grant, Hugh Campbell, you weren't probably around for either one of them. Rod was.
I walked by a statue every day, but.
they found ways of winning, right? And Ronnie Lancaster heard it.
Well, that's a Calgary thing because Corey Greenwood is not new. He's another not overnight success. I think this is his third CFL team.
He's been around.
Right. So yeah. He is the product, I think, of a very good system. And so might too be Nick Fatty Arbuckle, which is not their fault. That just says a lot about what the Calgary Stampeders do as an organization. And by the way, I'm watching that game last night on TSN, and I'm seeing Huff as the president. I'm seeing Dave Dickinson as the head coach. I'm seeing Ryan Dinwiddie as the quarterback's coach. I'm seeing Mark Mueller as the running back's coach. And I'm like, wait a minute. They're really on to something there. Quarterbacks are smart people. 4 of their top people are quarterbacks.
Yeah, good point.
You know, and then I see...
it is a good point.
And then I see Brent Munson, their defensive coordinator, with his hat on backwards in the spotter's booth upstairs. And I'm thinking, why aren't people bitching about that when they're bitching about Devon Claybrooks and his hat sideways? How come Munson can wear his hat backwards? He's Munsoned out here in the middle of nowhere.
It's Hatgate.
It's Hatgate. Can we talk about that, please? But the Stampeders really, clearly have it figured out, except for last night, where it was a special teams implosion and Romar Morris tears an ACL in the football game, which I think they knew before they even left Winnipeg. It was just a forgettable night for the Calgary Stampeders, who have fallen back to 5-3.
Ever going to beat them? It's going to be this year, right?
Yeah, this is the year to get out of the West.
Yep.
Yeah.
And if Winnipeg don't, what's it going to be like there in Winnipeg?
It's not going to be good.
It's going to be downtown.
They're going to be coming for Wade. They're going to be coming for Kyle. They're going to be coming for Mike. Everybody's going to be on high alert.
See, but that's the pressure. So they've built this great team. They've done, in my opinion, everything right. And I think you would agree because you've seen it from the inside.
It's a process.
They've done everything right. The only thing that Winnipeg faces right now is the expectations and the pressure, which, by the way, is immense amount of pressure. We know about it around here. When the Riders hosted the Grey Cup in 2013, they had to go all in, and for their sake, they won it and were rewarded with being fired a year and a half later. But at least they delivered. But in Winnipeg, it's now or never. I'm with you. They might clean house if they don't win a Grey Cup this year.
They might. Super.
Seriously.
Which is a scary thought, because then everything that, like, the last 5-6 years just go right down the drain.
Yeah.
So many comments coming in here. Wayne in Victoria, BC this morning says, no doubt Hufnagel is the best GM in the league. Hopefully Jeremy O'Day can become the next great GM. He's certainly on track.
That's right.
But I'm sure Jeremy's having some sleepless nights, what with the status of his quarterback, Cody Fajardo, who is the hottest thing on the street. He's not yet on the street, but he will be in a couple months' time. From Landon. where are you watching from, Landon?
Hello.
Hello, Lynch. I think Landon might be from Winnipeg, where you're very popular in Winnipeg, Lynch. Well, I'm joking.
I should go down for the next game, except, you know, it's the Banjo Bowl. Haven't been there for a long time. It'd be a ball, wouldn't it, eh?
We're getting a lot of invitations to come to Winnipeg for the Banjo Bowl and also to have a float in the Grey Cup Parade. Did you hear that, Addy?
I didn't hear that. That's awesome.
We've been invited by the Winnipeg Jets, as a matter of fact, have said, if you want to put a float in the Grey Cup Parade when the Bombers win the Grey Cup, bring down your Jeep and put it in the parade. Lynch, would you ride in it with me?
Oh, I sure would.
All of your fans.
It would be fabulous. It would be fabulous. I like them. I feel sorry for them.
You know what?
They've been great in this league. They've been great participants in this league since 1910.
Participants.
Yeah. And since winning it in 1990, they've had two or three times they've been in the Grey Cup and lost it. But nobody gives them credit for getting there. You don't get credit for getting there.
Nobody remembers the loser.
No one remembers the loser. You've got to win it. And the people in Winnipeg said, we haven't won it since 1990. They're down. It's their turn. They figure it's their turn.
Is an understatement for the psyche of the Winnipeg football fan base.
They've got to get something else to be entertained by.
Well, they've got the Jets in the wintertime. But anyways, I think that if we do put Big Bird in the parade, the Grey Cup Parade in Winnipeg, it would have to be like the Pope-mobile with a big glass dome over it, because people will be spitting at you and forget you, me too. They'll be throwing things at us.
Oh, but it'd be ugly as ever.
You guys would be a hit. Come on.
I think we'd be a hit. Natty could sit in the back as our bouncer.
Love it.
Oh, Landon, by the way, is watching in Kamloops, British Columbia today. Beautiful Kamloops. Thank you, Landon, for clarifying that. But he says, born in Regina, proud Rider fan. So thank you, Landon. We're enjoying these. Do you know this, Corey John? He's been writing to you.
No, I don't.
No, not you. Addison.
I don't. No.
He says, first he asked how you're doing. He says, can we get Lynch with a hat on like Clay Brooks?
No, I would like to
see that. Do we have a Rider hat around here?
I would like to see that.
I don't think we have any hats here.
I can be on.
Oh, yeah, we do. Lynch. Thank you, Clark. Take the headphones off, Lynch. You don't need them. And we got to get... We did it! We got to get a picture of this. In honor of Devon Claybrooks, John Lynch puts on a Regina Riot hat. What a great moment in Rod Peterson Show history.
Anybody gonna take a picture?
I'm going to take a picture right now.
Got to get a snap of that.
By the way, Lynch, you can talk while I'm getting this ready to go. You were so excited about the Kenny Stafford trade today that you emailed me three times within a 24-hour period. Why are you so excited?
I like this guy. Whenever I've seen him play, it's been a big play reception for the winning touchdown. And he's alone in the end zone. You look at his stats, he doesn't catch that many balls during the year, but most of them are for big play situations. He has a knack for getting in the open and making the big play. Now, most of them were with the Eskimos, you guys. When there were other receivers that were not, he was the third receiver there. But I think the guy is capable with the speed of breaking a game wide open and being a major receiver. I think he could really help this Rough Rider Club because he knows how to get open.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm a big fan of his. He was actually in Winnipeg for training camp. and didn't work out. I don't know if he was just a fit there or not, but I've always been a fan of his speed. He is a big play guy, and I think he slots into this offense really well. So I think he could have a big part of tonight.
Yeah. Do you think he'll play tonight?
I think they said they're going to use him sparingly just to try to get him more up to speed on the offense, even though he's familiar with it. But it's always tough getting thrown in with a new team, new quarterback right away. But I think we'll definitely see him at some point.
Yeah. I don't know if we got it in the air yet, but let's do it again. I'm saying they'll definitely go for a 3-4 defense, eh?
With all their defensive line injuries?
Yeah. What do you think so?
Depends how confident they are if the guys can pick it up. I mean,
it's not what they traditionally play.
It's not what they traditionally do.
Yeah.
Right? No. And that's easier said than done to do. But, yeah, they'll see right away. I mean, going against a team with Stambach and Adams, who are both threats on the ground.
They're both not playing.
Oh, they're both not playing?
No.
Oh, that's right. No, that is right. Yeah.
Well, actually, here's the interesting thing about the line of scrimmage battle today. The Riders are missing Zach Evans, Micah Johnson, and A.C. Leonard, and the Alouettes are missing William Stambach, who is the CFL's number two rusher, which is you want to see best on best if you can, but that's not going to happen tonight. Who does that favor? The Riders missing those three, Addy, or the Owls missing William Stambach?
I think Stambach is huge. I mean, both is true, but I think if Stambach was playing, that would be a big task for the Riders defense with replacement guys in. So I think it's a better situation for the Riders, even though they're short staffed.
Yeah. Perfect timing for the Riders for that be the case.
Yeah.
Lynch, if the Kenny Stafford trade's so great, and I have no reason to believe that it's not, why do you think they gave up on Christian Jones? Why do you think he became available?
Because the other three guys that running kicks back are doing a better job.
So it's a depth issue. The Riders have the benefit of depth here.
Yeah. And I guess they felt that he was, and he made a couple of key fumbles in that Ottawa game down there, you know, when we lost 44-41. Had his chance. We've seen him a wide receiver. He hasn't been that bad, you know. But I can't believe Edmonton would give away Stafford. I think the guy's great. I think, in effect, what's happened, he's been replaced by an ex-Rider, Collins.
Well, if you listen to the reports out of Edmonton, read the coverage, they needed a returner really bad. Yeah. And the Riders just happened to have a guy sitting there in Christian Jones who hadn't played the last 3 weeks, ready to go. So, quick thoughts before we say goodbye for hour one on the game tonight, Addison. Who do you think wins the game? How do you think this is going to play out?
I think the Riders take it. I think Fajardo has another nice showing. It's tough to win in Montreal. That's just a tough place to travel to, tough place to win in. But I think he's going to do fine with the later game, Edmonton, Ottawa. I think Edmonton rebounds. They have to get the run game going. I mean, Trevor Harris can do it on his own, but when you have a guy like CJ Gable back there, you have to get him going. You have to get him some carries. So I think Edmonton wins in the late game. And they keep pace in the West, both those teams.
Friday Night Football doubleheader. Lynch, what do you think? How's it going to play out tonight?
Riders win, for sure. And Edmonton, easy game, easy predictions.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll be coming back with hour two. You can ditch the hat now, Lynch. Thanks for the entertainment. Conrad writes in and says, Lynch looks like Nestor Pister. Do you remember Nestor Pister? We'll Google him in the... I guarantee you, Addison doesn't. Hour two is coming up for the bunker. We'll be joined by... Who we got? John Graham from On Ice Management. The NFL game coming up August 22nd in Winnipeg. Packers and Raiders. John's company is putting that on. Also, Kirk Myers from the legendary Myers curling team out of Saskatoon. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live. Listen live at rodpeterson.com and catch our podcast at CastBox, Stitcher, and Spotify.
If you've been using an inefficient heating system for indoor or outdoor use, you might be surprised by the quality and comfort that zone-controlled infrared heaters offer. Heating Green's energy-saving infrared heaters transfer sun-like warmth directly to people and objects without noise or maintenance. Increase your comfort and decrease cost, room by room. Our silent infrared heaters are perfect for indoor and outdoor spaces. For greater comfort using less energy, contact us at heatinggreen.com.
Employee pricing is back. These are all pre-owned vehicles. They all have an employee price.
Get this certified pre-owned 2018 Chevy Equinox LT all-wheel drive for only $24,998 plus tax. Or check out this certified pre-owned 2018 Jeep Compass Limited 4x4 for just $28,750 plus tax. We have over 40 low-mileage Jeeps in stock at Canada's largest GM-certified pre-owned retailer.
You pay what we pay!
One of the things that I'm also running into lately is people who have been declined for marijuana use in the past.
Brian Baker with youareinsurable.ca.
Insurers will decline you for more than just your health. They'll decline you for your lifestyle. And in the past, any type of marijuana use over 2 grams a week is going to send red flags up to traditional insurers, because for those people who are suffering from chronic pain, other illnesses such as Crohn's colitis or depression for that matter, that have used marijuana as a treatment, they're probably using more than a couple of grams a week. Now we have legalized marijuana in the country, but don't expect the traditional insurers to have made that change to their underwriting policy. But I do have an insurer that will take care of the client.
If you've been declined due to cannabis, you are still insurable. Don't wait. Talk to Brian today. Brian specializes in finding critical illness, life, and disability insurance for hard-to-insure people just like you. Book your no-cost, confidential, risk-free consultation at youareinsurable.ca.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon, to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends. For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.